Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle Cono. I serve as the college and young adult pastor at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we continued our series entitled Beyond the Shallows, looking at Jesus' life through the lens of Simon Peter's experience as a disciple. The big idea for this series is that we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. This Sunday, we looked a little bit at what marks us as a Christian. And a lot of times we try to mark ourselves with tattoos or wear jewelry or the What Would Jesus Do bracelets, things like that. But ultimately, we see from John 13:34 that Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you also love one another. So just as I have loved you, you also ought to love one another." So ultimately, we see there that what marks us as a Christian is our love for one another. And we looked at John chapter 13, which is a great passage, the Last Supper, the last meal before Jesus would actually go to the cross. And we learned there that we're to follow Jesus' example, which is not something necessarily that's not normal, right? We hear that all the time, that we should follow the example of Christ. And in John chapter 13, it really couldn't be any more clear. In verse 13, Jesus said, "Do you understand what I've done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Verse 15, "For I have given you an example that you should also do as I have done for you." We see in this passage that ultimately Jesus would take off his outer garment, that he would take a towel, wrap it around his waist, and he would proceed to wash the disciples' feet. Again, we have to keep in mind that this is not a day in a time and culture where they would have had shoes and socks and they would have been walking on pavement and been bathing all the time. They would have been walking around in their bare feet and their sandals. They would have been walking on dirt. Their feet would have been disgusting. It would have been dirty and nasty. And this would have been a cultural thing. Before the meal, a servant, a slave, would have come and washed the people's feet before they were to eat. But nobody did that. And so Jesus sets the example for us. And we don't see any of the disciples trying to take away that towel, right, from Jesus. I mean, they weren't stepping up to do it either. Jesus gave us this example. He washed the disciples' feet. What an incredible example of service. And Jesus says, "I want you to follow my example." So church, where are you serving? And if you're not, why not? What's your excuse? Ultimately, if you're a follower of Christ, we're to follow the example of Jesus. It's time. It's time to get plugged in. I read a quote this week from Howard Hendricks, who is a popular writer and speaker in the olden days there. And he said, "I once described a local church as a football game. 22 people on the field, badly in need of rest, and 40,000 in the stands, badly in need of exercise." Listen, it's the truth. How many times have we heard in the church that there's a certain number of people that do the work? Listen, Charles Spurgeon said, "If you're an idol in Christ's work, then you are active in the devil's work." Listen, don't be active in the devil's work. Be active in the church. Be active in what God is doing. We're opening up a new facility soon. We're going to need lots of volunteers. Man, it's time to join one of our life teams. Let me encourage you today, as you're considering what life team to join, to just send an email to info@lifepointohio.com. And in the message, just write "serve." And somebody from one of our life teams will connect with you, and they can talk through what are some of those opportunities and give you the chance to get plugged in and to serve the church. Listen, last week I was at CentraKid with over 70 students from our LifePoint Church and then hundreds of other students, third through fifth grade. And we had a phenomenal group of adults that went. You know that some of them actually took off a week from work to go and to serve the students, the third through fifth graders? Man, that's genuine love. That's genuine sincerity right there. And that's what we need to do. We need to be willing to serve and give up our time to love others. So let me encourage you to find a place to serve today and to remember to follow that example of Jesus. So I leave you with that question. Do you understand what Jesus has done for you? Let's pray. Father, I truly hope and pray that we do understand the love that you've shown us, not only by serving, by washing the disciples' feet, but God, the ultimate example that you have set for us by going to the cross. by taking the agony and the pain and suffering so that you could conquer death, that you could conquer sin and overcome evil 3 days later when you rose from the grave. And Father, we rejoice in our salvation. We're thankful for the love and the forgiveness that you offer us. And Lord, I pray that we would truly desire to be marked as a Christian by loving one another and by serving one another. Help us to look for those opportunities this week. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.